The Mets looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Reds. Rafael Montero comes in, having allowed three or fewer runs in three consecutive starts. Pick it up in the first inning. Wilmer Flores with a man on, facing Homer Bailey.
Here's a line drive, and that's a gap shot into right center. And that gives the Mets a 1-0 lead, a two-out double. The second such hit here in the inning by the Mets. This one off the bat of Flores. And the Mets have scored here in the opening inning. With this Mets ball club, he lines it over third and down the left field line, and that's going to be another run. And the Mets now have a 2-0 lead on three first inning two base hits.
The pitch. Scooter hits it past the mound of the second baseman. There's a tag out, a throw out, and a double play. Duvall trying to avoid the tag is unable to do so. Cabrera caught the ball on the hop, put the tag on, flipped on to the first baseman, Smith, and that is a double play. Delivers to Jeanette. Swing and a miss. Swung at a shoulder-high pitch. Didn't get it. He strikes out. That is eight in a row, retired by Rafael Montero.
Swing and a miss. That's another strikeout, and that's number eight.
Pretty good-looking changeup right there.
Yes, indeed. And now the 3-2 pitch again. And he struck him out swinging, and that nails down the New York shutout win. Final score, match 2, Reds nothing.
A.J. Ramos with his 26th save as the Mets snap a two-game skid, blanking the Reds 2-0. Rafael Montero the win, going 8 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing just three hits, striking out eight. The Mets have now won 12 of their last 15 meetings with the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Reds blanked by the Mets. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
A little bit of both. I don't know if he was so much out of gas. I thought that from the fifth to the sixth inning, the stuff took a tick down. I didn't think he had his electric stuff today. I think it just made sense to get him out of there. All in all, I think a really nice start, you know, with the exception of the first inning where he made a couple of mistakes that cost him runs, but rebounded nicely and gave us a chance to win the ballgame.
Yeah, nice job, you know, Irvin getting the one out base hit and then Cozy smoking the ball down the line for the double. You know, now we're in business. You could kind of anticipate that the Votto walk, and then Ramos comes in and makes big pitches on Dewey and Jeanette to close it out. So we made a push. Kid threw a great game. You know, it shows what the command of a fastball and changeup can do, especially when you're down in the zone working ahead. Yeah, that was a big lift. You know, it's if you really look at the body of the work of Iglesias, Peralta, Storen, and Lorenzen. I mean, they're used a lot, especially in the closer games. So to get a boost like that, three scoreless innings and a 2-0 game, just really allow us to stay away from some of those key guys in a game where we're behind is a nice boost. And to leave it there, give us a chance to have a rally that was worth something there in the ninth that gave us a chance to potentially tie or win the game.
Homer Bailey took the loss, allowing two runs and six innings of work. He spoke after the game.
Today we were able to, Tucker did a great job back there and being able to mix it up, like I said, you can't strike somebody out unless you get two strikes. So there were a lot of counts where they were putting it in early, and luckily our defense was there like they've been all year, and we were able to limit the damage. We mixed it up. We were able to get some early contact, after the first inning, and you got to trust your defense behind you.
The series against the Mets concludes on Thursday. Robert Stevenson on the Hill.